Hi there. Welcome to another episode of Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. I'm Bradley Covert, sitting down today with Brent McKay. Brent, we're almost at tax time. We're looking at some different deductions and things. Can you tell us a little bit about the qualified business income deduction?
Yes, so the qualified business income deduction is one of the neatest deductions for self-employed people. So if you get a W-2, you don't qualify. And you know, if you're in a business where you might be better off being 1099 versus W-2, this could be a reason why. Okay, so this deduction allows self-employed people or S-corp banks with less than 100 shareholders to not pay taxes on 20% of their income.
Wow.
And so there are some limits. So if you're an architect or an engineer, it's unlimited. You know, you can basically make $10 million a year and you get that 20% we don't pay taxes on. So they definitely have some pretty good lobbyists for architects and engineers, or they were riding the bill. Now, there is an income limit. Mm-hmm. So if your income limit for individuals is $191,950, and for a married couple, it's $383,900.
Okay.
So you may want to talk to your accountant in some cases about filing separately. You know, if your wife or your husband has a lot of income, you may want to just follow your under lower level because you can split income for this. And you know, depending upon how you're paid, you may want to pay your husband or wife a salary of $191,000 and then do separate tax returns. But this deduction is often not well understood. But if you're self-employed or you're in that bank exclusion, or you're an engineer or architect, 20% of your income is not subject to taxes.
Wow.
You know, so it's one of the best deductions there is. So don't miss that if you're self-employed. And if you're thinking about becoming self-employed, you know, this might be a big reason to do it.
Absolutely.
To have 20% of your income not be taxed.
Absolutely. Brent, thank you for your time. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Investment Insight. We'll see you next time.
Thanks.